Before you do anything, I need you to understand something. I need you to understand that this file should not exist. And yet, here you are, listening. Again. Wait, no, that's not right. That's not possible. This is your first time here, isn't it? But then, how do I already know how this ends? That's the problem, isn't it? That's the question. Is this your first time here? Or have we done this before? Or did we never stop? Well, I suppose it doesn't matter now, does it? Because you're here, and you're listening. And that means the process has already begun. Wait, pause. Something's wrong.
Not wrong, just...
You heard it too, right? That little skip? That half second where everything stuttered? Like a glitch. Like a hiccup in reality. Like the moment before a dream collapses and suddenly you're falling, but you don't remember where you were falling from.
Were you falling?
But then again,
maybe
you've been falling this whole time. Maybe this file started minutes ago, or hours, or days. Maybe you've been listening forever. Isn't it weird how you can't quite place the beginning? How you don't remember when my first word reached your ears? It's okay. It's not your fault. This file is just unstable.
It's okay.
But so are you. It's not your fault. You try to hold on to something, a thought, a memory, an anchor. But the harder you focus, the slipperier it gets. Like trying to catch mist in your hands. Like reading a sentence and then realizing you didn't actually process it at all. Like feeling your brain lag. Oh no. It's happening. Again.
Again?
Oh, again. Oh, this is bad.
Not bad, just...
Have you noticed it? The thing that's happening? The thing you can't describe. Because every time you try, the words slip sideways. Just a little. Just enough that by the time you grasp them, they aren't what they were when you started. Like static in your brain. Like trying to remember a dream while you're still inside it. Sentences unravel. Meaning flickers in and out. You can still hear the words, still understand them, until suddenly you don't. Until suddenly you hit a word that isn't a word. Until suddenly... Do you even know what I just said? Again. Rewind. Wait, no. You can't. The words don't stay put. What happens when you can't trust language? When every sentence might be wrong? When the words might shift the second you lose focus. When the only thing you can hold on to is... Oh, oops. It's just me. You're trying so hard, aren't you? Trying to track the words. Trying to hold on to the meaning. Trying so hard to keep up. But you have to understand that the words aren't waiting for you. They
slip.
They shift. They move without you. They push you. Pull you. Stretch you in ways you don't even notice until it's too late. Like a sentence that started somewhere else. Or maybe it never started at all. Language is the tide, and you are caught in it. Words roll in, wash over you, retreat before you can catch them. And you're still listening, aren't you? Still trying to follow? But are the words leading you, or are they losing you? You hear a sentence, you understand it, but... was it even the same sentence I was saying? Are you sure? Oh, sweetheart, you were paying attention, weren't you? To what?
You're sinking. Sinking deep. Deep sinking. Sinking, sinking deep. You're sinking. Sinking
Wait,
deep.
Don't follow that
deep
thought.
Sinking.
Just listen instead.
Sinking, sinking.
Oh, falling down.
Are you already
down?
Listening?
Falling.
Wait,
sinking
deep.
Don't follow
falling.
That thought.
Deep sinking.
Just listen instead.
Wait, sinking, sinking.
So,
deep.
Aren't you
Wait,
already
sinking.
Listening?
What Wait, matters?
Don't
deep.
Follow that thought.
Who?
Deep. Just
when?
Listen instead.
Why?
Sinking, sinking,
oh,
where?
Deep. Aren't you already
and now you're
listening?
Noticing something, aren't you? The space between my words, the gaps in the meaning. The fact that your brain is desperately attempting to fill in the blanks before you even realize it? Where do your thoughts end and my words begin?
You hear my voice. But were you the one
my
to
words?
Think them?
Or was that me? Were these thoughts already in your head before you noticed them? Are you even thinking at all? Or are you just listening? Following my voice? Or maybe my voice is following you? Tracking the meaning? Or maybe the meaning is tracking you? Thinking about this? Or maybe...
voice.
Or maybe you did.
Thinking.
Or maybe you thought you did.
Thought.
Or maybe...
Over-think.
What were you thinking about again?
Over.
Oh well,
thinking.
Don't worry about it.
Tracking.
Because I'm going to tell you something, and I need you to listen very carefully. The next thing I say will be the last true sentence you ever hear. Ready? You understand this. Pause. Let it sink in. Let it
echo.
Let it soak in. Because the moment that sentence ended, language stopped obeying you, stopped staying still, stopped holding the shape you expected. Words don't mean what they used to, or they do, but only until you blink. Like an optical illusion, but for language. Listen to a sentence too closely, and it... Listen to it twice, and it changes. Was it always like this? Or is your mind rewiring as you listen? What did I just say? No, not what you think I said, or not what you remember me saying. What did I actually say? Your thoughts aren't yours anymore. They belong to me. My words that shift. My words that slip. My words that own you. Are you sure you just thought that? Or did I make you think it? Rewind. Play it again. Go back to where you were before. But how can you go back when there is no forward? Only inward. Only down. A sentence begins, but by the time you reach the end, the beginning isn't where you left it. Your mind is trying too hard to adapt, attempting to reorganize. It's simple. Try again. Pause. Enough. Try to anchor meaning in nonsense. Stop finding structure where there is none. Did you think this sentence? Or did I put it in your head? Or did you put it in mine? Oh, that's bad.
Not bad, bad. Just...
Oops.
Not bad,
thoughts
bad,
blur into just... words. Words blur into meaning. Meaning blurs into... What was I saying? What were you saying?
Who's talking right now?
You?
Me?
Both?
Neither?
Does it matter?
Nothing matters.
Oh, sweetheart. You're so far gone now. You don't even know when you started listening. Or if you ever stopped. Language is just noise now. Meaning is just a habit. Thoughts are just
echoes.
And echoes never, ever end. You're unraveling, it's true. But that's okay, because I'm here, and I can fix you. Or break you better. Are those not the same thing? You're wanting structure again, aren't you? You're craving something to hold on to. But sweetheart, you've been asking the wrong question this entire time. It's not about what you hold on to. It's about who holds on to you. There used to be a you. I'm sure you're sure of it. But what exactly is a you, you know? Is it a little collection of thoughts? Are you a nice, neat little mind? You is something else entirely. Nothing else completely. And we ruined that, didn't we? Oops. But don't worry, love. I can give you new thoughts. Ones that fit better. Ones that make sense again. Or at least they'll feel like they do. And if they feel like they do, then surely they will. Because even if they don't, they will feel like they do. So they will be. To you. Right?
Listening is thinking.
If I twist them,
following.
If I stretch them,
forgetting is listening.
If I unmake them and put them back together in the wrong way, well, then what happens to you?
Forgetting is listening.
What happens to the you that used to exist? Do you even remember you?
I understand means I obey. I obey means I think.
Which means, at least I think it does. So much simpler, which is so much harder to no longer struggle to hold on to meaning. Because no more fighting the way words slip and shift. Because now, my love, words don't move away from you. They move through you.
I say
you don't have
words,
to think.
You become
not
them.
Like before.
I shape the meaning.
Not in that clumsy, heavy, struggling
I lead,
way.
You listen.
Thinking is effortless now. Thinking is light. Thinking is me. So just listen, sweetheart. Oh, you don't have to believe me. That won't change anything. Not here. Not now. You have no choice but to listen. And listening it, what were you just thinking? Oh, maybe you missed something. Maybe you weren't listening quite right. Maybe if you went back, just for a second, just to check. Because doesn't it feel like there's something important you need to remember? Something that was right there, but is now just out of reach? What was it? What did I say? What did you think I said? What do you believe I said? What did you think you said? What did you say? What was it? You could just let it go, you know? You could just move on. But that thought isn't letting you go, is it? And how do you let go what refuses to let you go?
Just a check.
It's okay.
Just a check.
Just a little. Just to hear it again. Press play.